So I want to actually have Philip present his patient, a 52-year-old woman, that gets into the issue of sequencing and choice of systemic therapy. But first, Johanna, maybe you can comment a little on these two papers we asked you about. One from ASCO, again, coming out of the NCCN outcomes database, looking at dosing patterns for octreotide LAR.
This was interesting because as I read the abstract, I sort of laughed to myself because this has happened in my clinic more than one time. And so what this is looking at dosing of octreotide LAR in patients with neuroendocrine tumors, both carcinoids and peanuts. And so when you look at the FDA guidelines, the dosing is supposed to be between 10 and 40 milligrams every 4 weeks. And so often we see people using higher doses in their patients. And so they looked at what the frequency of higher doses is, and they saw actually a significant percent of people within these NCCN institutions were using much higher doses of octreotide LAR than the recommended doses. And most often it was for either symptom control or tumor progression. But I think what you're seeing here is one, people aren't afraid of using octreotide LAR. People aren't afraid of going up in dosing. And people were either giving the regular doses, which are either 20 or 30 milligrams more often as every other week, or they do 60 milligrams every 4 weeks. But I think what it also shows us is that kind of lack of other treatment options that people believe in for this disease, where they're more likely to try to bump up on a relatively benign therapy than try to move into something else for these folks.